Thank you, Michael, for words of introduction. I have till 12:30. Is that okay? Get my half an hour. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, famous Gemara, that we're all going to be asked six questions. L'asa lavo, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first question that we're going to be asked, the first out of the six, Nasata v'natata be'emuna. Did you deal honestly in business? Or to generalize it a little more, did we deal honestly and properly in our relationships? Did we take our relationships seriously? Did we put into our relationships as much as we should have? Says the Arizal, the first part of the first question that we are going to be asked, did we focus on the relationships, is did we focus on our spousal relationship? The first question that we're going to be asked after 120 when we stand in front of the Kisei HaKavod is, how is your relationship with your wife and with your husband? How was it? How was one's Shalom Bayis? Did we do as much as we could do? Did we put into our Shalom Bayis as much as we should have? And that's the first part of the first question. The Gemara even tells us on a halachic level, Shalom Bayis, harmony between husband and wife, overrides and pushes away other halachic values. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, as we know, source number one, Amar Rava, Pshitali, Ner Beso V'Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso Adif. I only have enough money to buy a Chanukah candle and to buy a Shabbos candle. You can't just use the same one for both, because the Shabbos candle you have to get benefit from. Chanukah candle you're not allowed to get benefit from. So you can't just say, okay, I'll use one for both. What wins? Says the Gemara, the Shabbos candle. Why? Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis pushes away the mitzvah chaviva ad ma'od of Ner Chanukah. The great Tanaim learned out even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the value and the importance of our relationship with our spouse and a husband and wife. Rabbi Meir, the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, source number two, Rabbi Meir have a yasiv adarish b'leli shabasa. That's already a musar for us. Rabbi Meir used to give shir Friday night. Unbelievable. Friday night he gave shir. And the Medrash tells us a story that there was a certain woman that loved Rabbi Meir's shirim. And every Friday night she used to go to the shirim. Amazing. Wonderful. Sounds amazing. The problem was that the husband wasn't on board with it. So she used to come back. I don't know if it was before eating or before cleaning up. Medrash doesn't say. She comes back Friday night. She comes home. And the husband says, honey, where have you been? I was at Rabbi Meir's shir. Where have you been? So he says, I've been waiting for you. So he says, I make a neder. You're not allowed to go to the shir again unless, and I am mater hanot, not allowed to get any benefit from me unless you spit into Rabbi Meir's face. That's the language of the Medrash. Says the Medrash, third line. V'chein lo aylis lahacha da'azlis verokis ba'anfei jerusha. Go spit into his face. The following week, Rabbi Meir knows that this woman is always in the audience. Rabbi Meir doesn't see her in the audience. He's like, oh, I guess she can't come to the shir anymore. I don't know what's happening. The Medrash says, Safa beruach hakodesh. Rabbi Meir, the great Tanaim, were on those levels. He saw what the story was. So what happens, he gets up in the shir, and all of a sudden he gets up and he goes, oh! He says, oh, I have something in my eye. Something in my eye. What? So he sits down, he goes to a doctor, they converse, and he comes out, he says, I need somebody's saliva in my eye, quickly. I need, it's the only way that my eye's going to get better. And all of a sudden, the friends of this woman are in the audience, they say, quickly, go get what's her name. They run back, they say, you have to come here, and she comes to the Beis Medrash, and the mayor's like, please, quickly, spit into my eye. She's like, I'm not spitting into your eye. He says, please, spit into my eye is killing. And he says, she says, no. He says, I command you, I'm the Gadol Hador, spit into my eye seven times. So she's like, we're Moshe Feinstein. The Gadol Hador told me to do it. She does it, and the mayor says, go back to your husband. Have a wonderful night. And he comes back after she leaves, and the Talmidim say to Rabbi Meir, where it's underlined, Amr lo Talmid of Rabbi, kach levazanes haTorah. Where's the Kavod haTorah? Rabbi Meir, the Gadol Hador. Woman spitting in your face? Says Rabbi Meir, Amr lohu, Lodayo Lemeir Lioshove Lakono. I'm no better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm no better than Hashem himself. Hashem is mochel on his kavod. What did Hashem do? We know. We read it a couple of weeks ago. Gadol Shalom. Sheshem HaGadol Shenechtav B'Kedusha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimachel HaMayim. Hashem says his great name for Shalom Bayis, to bring a husband and a wife back together, my name could be erased. I'm mochel on my covet. Remeir says, I could be mochel on my covet too. So we see, even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learn the value of Shalom Bayis and the importance. So the question is, we know this, it's obvious, no matter what age and stage we find ourselves. The question is, so how do we give ourselves an oomph? How do we give ourselves a little chizuk, a little more magic, electricity? What are the strategies that the Torah and Halacha give for us? And again, I'm no expert, not an expert in anything, but just like you, we're all Jews trying to look into the Torah, look into the sources, to try to find hints and strategies how to better and improve and strengthen this very important area of our lives. So as we will see through the eyes of Chazal and the Mefarshim, four ideas. That's what we're going to have today. Four ideas, and by each one, we're going to try to bring it Lamaisa. Try to figure, okay, Lamaisa, what does that mean for me? What does that mean? How can I bring that into my life? Being a better husband, being a better wife. Four ideas from Chazal, and then we'll wrap it up at the end. Number one. Says the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Ches. Source number three. Ki hadu Rav Yehuda Rami. Rav Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Rav Yehuda the Amor. He was a Talmud of Rav. When Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. That's why we find in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav and Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, depending on who he's quoting. But Rav Yehuda the Amor asks, Ksiv, one pasuk says, regarding my sabracious, Vayivra Elokim Es Adam B'Tzalmo. Hashem created man in his image. Viksiv, Zachar Nekeva Bira Am. Hashem created them. Did Hashem create him, or did Hashem create them? Singular, plural. Ask the Gemara, which was it? Answer, HaKetzad, B'tchila ala b'machshava livro shnayim, kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original thought was to create mankind, as two individual beings, Adam and Chava. That was what Hashem, his Havamina, what he was planning to do. Ula basov, but Hashem changed his mind. Nivra Echad doesn't mean really Hashem changed his mind, but there's a message for us there. Originally to create us as two, Hashem ultimately then created us as one. One second, let's think about this for a minute. Hashem was going to create us as two different individuals. He ended up creating us as one. And then what did he do? He split them. So what does that mean? And then he split them, and then what happened? And then after he split them, he brought them back together, Mazel Tov. So what was the purpose of creating them as one in the first place? Hashem thought to create us as two, Adam and Chava. Parenthetically, a lot of what we'll say here is good Sheva Brachas Torah, if you ever have to use any part of it. But on the Hashem thought we should create us as two, and then instead he creates us as one, and then he splits us, and he brings us back together afterwards. So just create us as two in the first place. Says the Maharshana, the great Bali Agada on that Gemara, Hashem had to create us as one. Why? Let's give a mashal first, and then we'll get back to the words of the Marsha. There's a very well-known Gemara that we all know in Maseches Nida. The Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed, source number four, that in utero, we all have the greatest chavrusa that we will ever have in our lives. We learn Kala Torah Kula with the angel, with the Malach. Entire Torah, unbelievable. The Gemara says there's no greater days than those days that we're learning in utero. All of our needs taken care of. We're sitting there learning, says the Gemara, Umalamdano Sokala Torah Kula. The Kivan Shabbala Avir Ha'olam, and it's amazing if you've never seen that Gemara inside, how the description of the physical position of the baby pre any types of uterine pictures is unbelievable, how the Gemara describes exactly what a sonogram would say thousands of years later. It's amazing the wisdom that they have. But anyway, in the continuation, the Gemara says, V'kivan shebala avir ha'olam, once a baby comes out, b'malach v'sitra alpiv, we know the malach gives us a little knetch on the lip, we forget all the Torah. Okay, we forget all the Torah, and then we have to start again from scratch. So there are two opposite questions asked on this Gemara. First of all, why are we supposed to forget it? Imagine if we would all be born like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we would know all of Torah. Amazing! So the answer to that question is no, that's not what life's about. We have to earn it. We have to push ourselves. We have to earn it. So the opposite question. So why are we taught it to us in the first place? If we're going to cause to forget it because we have to earn it, which is obvious, so why does the Malach teach it to us? Explains Rav Salvechik, explains Rav Aviner, many of the Mefarshim. Because the Malach and the Torah creates an innate connection of every Jew to Torah. In Yiddish, what's called the Pintel Yid, or the Nitzotz HaKadusha in the Rav Kook Svarim, that connection that sometimes we're like, we're in a Shia, we're like, oh! Like that inspiration, we're like, feel, we're at the Kotel, wherever it is, we're dancing, we're at a Kumsitz. We have that moment that we feel something inside. That's a womb moment. We have this natural tendency to Torah. Even if we forget everything, that's what that learning does for us. So any learning that we do is really a review, a reconnection. Back to our context. Explain the Mefarshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Maharsha, how to create man and woman as one being and then split us and then come back together. Why? Because if he would have created us as two different beings, we are all so different. From different worlds, from different planets, as the book says, and we would never get married. It would be impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us as one neshama, one soul. He splits us in half so that when we come together and get married and come back to our soulmate, it is a reunification. It's not just two separate entities, but it's really two halves of one coin. Just like the Torah creates an innate connection, the Malach, so too, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as one. Adam and Chava is every husband and wife. Create us as one, separate us, but then we could come back and we will be able to get married. That is point number one for us to constantly remember. We are only half of the equation. We are a half plus a half equals one. And we have to figure out, take it in our lives, do we always have that attitude of, I'm half? It's not about me, it's about us. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once at a wedding. One of the Talmidim was Zocheh. He was going to be the one to take Rabbi Yaakov home from the wedding. So Rabbi Yaakov goes over to him and says, you're taking me home? Could I see what kind of car you have? Yeah. I didn't know Rabbi Yaakov was so into making sure. He's like, no, I just want to see the car. He's like, sure. He brings it. I don't know what kind of car it was. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, please, can you bring it to the front? He says, okay, fine. Brings it to the front. Rabbi Yaakov opens up the back door and sits down. He says, okay, it's fine. Whatever was that about? I wanted to make sure my wife was going to have enough leg room. Because Rabbi Yaakov knew that he was one with his wife. He wasn't just a separate entity. The famous story of Aryeh Levine, the doctor, our leg hurts, looking at each other as a half. A lot of times I talk to Talmidim before they get married and try to instill this message. But one has to always remember, like sometimes they think, yeah, we're one, but I'm the captain. You know, but it has to be a captain of the team. No. The other one's the captain. We're one. We're one unit. And just one lemaisa, simple strategy that I try to talk to myself also. But it's so hard. We live in such a busy world. But how about 5 minutes a day? Is that very hard? 5 minutes a day for us to sit with our spouses, just looking at each other. No phones, no emails, nothing. Imagine the last time we did this. It sounds crazy. Just to say, remember when we were engaged? We were like just like sitting there. We couldn't like take our eyes off. But now, it's like, when was the last time we looked at our spouses? Just to sit, it doesn't matter how old and what age and what stage. We married for 2 years, 20 years, 50 years. Just to sit for 5 minutes with no other distractions. Forget the mommy-daddy hat. Put on the husband-wife hat. And just to remember that we're one unit. To remember that we're two halves. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us as one. And we came back and reunified. And in that way, to try to remember, looking in each other's eyes, focusing on each other, coming home and not saying, what a day I had, but how was your day? And how were the kids today? And what happened at work today? The focus being the other half. Message number one. Message number two. Again, all of these are somewhat obvious, but call it Varm Tzrichim Chizik. There's a phrase that I found on one of the internet sites doing a little research. Love is a verb, not a feeling. What does that mean? In love. No, love is a verb. What does that mean? Rav Dessler tells us what it means. If you turn over the page, if you look in the bottom of The second page, source number 11. Again, a thought that many know. Rav Dessler says, many people think about the relationship between love and giving. I love, and therefore I love my kids so much, so I give them everything I have. It's amazing. I love them so much, so I give them. Says Rav Dessler, it's exactly the opposite. You give your kids so much, and that's why you love them. The more we're giving, giving leads to love, and not the opposite. Ahava, the word ahava, alav is the ani, it's the I, have, and Aramaic is to give. Ahava comes from giving. Says Rav Dessler, Hoganu lachshov es hanasina l'toldas ahava. We think giving is the result of love. Whoever a person loves, they give. He knows just the opposite. We love what we put in. You ever spend hours on a project, in school, at work? We put our kishkes into something. So we're so connected to that. Right? You put your kishkes into a camp. Right? So you love that camp because that's me. I put so much in. We put so much into our kids. That's why we love our kids. The more we give, the more we love. We want the love to grow. So we have to give. And that's what it's about. It's about giving. On a most basic level, what does it mean to give? Let's talk about a few ideas. Lamaisa. What does giving mean? So first and foremost, on a most basic level, giving gifts, little things, you know, to show that we were thinking. I don't travel that often, Baruch Hashem, but all the time I travel, I try to go to the store and buy something. Which is little things. Just buying. Was there ever a time that you bought something that it was like, oh, I can't believe you bought me something, I'm so mad. Okay, maybe what I bought was not the right thing, but at least, you know, the thoughts. So number one, actually giving on a most basic level. Secondly, says the Arch HaTzadikim, turning over one of the great Musar Svarim, anonymous source 13, the Yachnif Adam Leishto Mishum Shalom Bayis. Give compliments. Flattery. Flatter our spouses. Spousal support is so crucial. To give, that creates. I can give a shiur in front of a lot of people. If my wife's in the audience, I want to know what she thought about it. And she'll be honest with me. But that's so important. Why? Because it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks I look like. I want to know what you look like, what you think I look like. The Arch HaTzadikim, Yach Nefishto. Give compliments. You look great. Amazing. So giving items, giving compliments. Maybe, I don't know if this is ascending order, they're all important. Rabbi Frand writes in one of his svarim, giving time. As we spoke a little bit about earlier. Rabbi Frand writes, our lives are so hectic today. Between work, carpools, schools, and public activities, it is possible for a husband and wife to go days at a time without having time to talk. By the end of the day, all they can think about is finding a pillow to drop onto. But if they go too many days without sharing their aspirations, hopes, fears, they may wake up one day and find that they are two ships passing in the night. Little by little, they have grown apart without even realizing it and have little in common anymore. Two people marry to share their lives. But to share your lives, it is first necessary to share your days. Share your days and you will share your lives. Giving time. There needs to be time that we find for each other. Because if we don't give the time, so Rahmanul Islam, the results could be disastrous. A, giving items, little things, little nothings. Two, giving compliments. Three, giving time. Fourth idea, tremendously important. It's unbelievable. Source 15, heard this, I don't remember who I heard this in the name of. Let's think back to Parshas Bereishis for a moment. Parshas Bereishis, the Chet of Adam and Chava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out punishments for each of the people involved. The Nachash gets his punishment. Adam gets his punishment. Chava gets his punishment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes leave. What's the next pasuk? The whole story just happened. Adam, Chava. Adam turns to Chava and says, you really messed up today. You brought the worst thing that could ever come in the history of the world. you brought death to the world. What did Adam say to Chava after the whole story? He turns to her. We're waiting. What's he going to say?
Taftan.
What's he going to say? Says the Torah. Pasuk Chaf. Vayikra ha'adam shem ishto Chava. Kihi aisa em kalchai.
Up until now she's called Isha. Adam says, looks at Chava, and says, honey, you are the mother of mankind. You are my wife, and I'm able to look beyond it. And I will call you Chava. Adam gives forgiveness. Adam is able to look beyond the moment. And what is the next pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them kosnos or. Hashem says, you're able to look beyond, I'll also look beyond, and I'll give you protection. We need to realize that nobody's perfect. We're not perfect, our spouses aren't perfect, and it's about putting things into perspective and seeing the big picture. There's an unbelievable Daz Zakenin from the Bali Atosis 800 years ago in the previous source 14. We know the Torah tells us in Shmos, Ubasar Basar, that Trefa, if somebody has a Trefa, an animal that died without Shchita, a piece of Trefa, so the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, throw it to the dogs. Wakalf Tashlifanosa. Here's the Daz Zakenin. Why the dogs? Why the dogs? This is another one of those, the dogs didn't bark, so that we had to throw them to the dogs. So he says something so insightful. He says, what dogs are we talking about? What kind of trefa? Probably what we're talking about is you have a shepherd with a lot of different sheep, and you have these dogs. In Beit Shemesh, sometimes we see these like 100 sheep on the mountain right in front of us, and you see there's like 2 or 3 dogs around to protect them from the wolves, from the other animals around. So what must have happened? One of the dogs was sleeping on the job, and one of the wolves got in and took a bite out of one of the sheep, and there's a trefa now. It's a trefa. There's a piece of meat that's not kosher. What does the Torah say? Give it to the dogs. What's the message? The dog messed up. The dog didn't do his job one day. You know what the Torah says? Give the meat to the dog. Okay, he messed up today. What about yesterday? What about for the past 6 months? What about tomorrow? Give it to the dog. Be able to look beyond the fault at hand. Chava did a fault that was greater than any fault that any of us could ever do. She brought death to the world. And Adam says, I can handle it. It's okay. I'll call you Chava. Ki ha'isa'im kol chai. Says the Daz Zakenin. Lo tehe kafui tova kenegdo. Don't be kafui tova. Shekshiyeh lecha trefa shetashlichei olav. Give it. Give forgiveness. Give items. Give time. Give compliments. Give forgiveness. Point number three. And this is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, as we know, source 16, true love is ahava she'ena tluya bedavar. Ahava that is not dependent on anything. There's no reason for the love. Where's the first time that love is mentioned in the Torah? The Vilna Gaon says, whenever you want to know the root, the real meaning of a word, you look at the first time it's in the Torah. Where's the first usage of love in the Torah? So it's not a husband-wife relationship. Kachna es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ahavta, es yitzchak. By the Akedah. Father, son, parental love. That is the first time love is mentioned in the Torah. Because parental love is not totally on anything. It's ava she'en etzluya bedavar. That is true love, and that is what we have to remember throughout our relationships. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is a Rebbe with me in Reshit, in Yeshiva. He told me that his father, Reb Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechon Lebracha, told him before he went out on this first day with his wife, he said, at first, keep your eyes open and your heart closed. Meaning, make sure it's the right one. Keep your eyes open and your heart closed. But then, keep your eyes closed and your heart open. Because once this is the one, then it's all heart. It's all heart. You're connected. Don't look with your eyes. You're connected. And it's ava she'en etzluya bedavar. And that is the goal. Says the Torah, another place where we see this, and then we'll apply it l'maisa. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu gets tricked, and he wanted Rachel right away, and it didn't work, and he has to work for another year. And what does the pasuk say? Vayehi be'enav kiyamim achadim b'havasa osa. It was like a few days, because he loved her. Ask the Malbim, What do you mean? If you really love something and you can't have it for a while, it's like every day is like a year. What do you mean it was like nothing? It's like went by. Says the Malbin, no, we're misunderstanding. If I say I love fish. So what does that mean? So I eat fish. If I really love fish, I put it in a fish tank and save it. What does it mean? I love me, and fish makes me feel good, so I eat fish. I love pizza. I'm going to frame the pizza and save it forever. No, I love me. Pizza makes me feel good, so I eat pizza. That's not love of the item. That's avas atzmo. Real love is avas hadavar. Yaakov Avinu loved Rachel because he realized her value. He realized what she's about. He realized what a gem I'm getting. And if it's true love of appreciation of the other, then it goes faster, not slower. Pizza goes slower. But true love of the other item, I'm just so excited. This is what I get. This is who I have. And therefore, that's Ava She'enas Tluya B'Davar. Application. Lamaisa. Ava She'enas Tluya B'Davar. No matter how long we have been married, we will always be two different people. One will always like it cold. One will always like it hot. One will always be on time. One will always be late. There will always be differences. And we need to just accept them and say, this is my wonderful wife. I love her. And let's go. Rabbi Mordechai Willig always tells the Chassanim, you need a Shalom Bayis Sefer. What's the Shalom Bayis Sefer? When you're ready for the wedding and your wife is going to be ready for another half an hour and you're pacing up. Yeah, how long? How much longer? How much longer? Should I call the babysitter? Just sit on the couch, take out a sefer and learn. It's better to miss 100 chuppas than to mess around with one shalom bayis. We're different. Venus and Mars. We're different. Rabbi Reisman writes in one of his svarim, and then we'll get to the last one. Reisman writes in one of his svarim, he says he had a guy that was coming to him for years, complaining to him, my wife gets parking tickets like crazy. Avenue J, right? So, crazy every month I talked to her. But Reisman said, after realizing like this idea, he says to the guy, he says, I have an idea. You know you have a gas bill every month. You know you have an electric bill every month. Have a perspective. Parking bill. Parking ticket bill. So every month, just like, it'll be a bill. He said, he saw the guy a few months later, he says he was a different person. He says, Rabbi, you know what? A little less this month, a little more this month. It's all about perspective. But it's Ava She'enas Tluya B'Davar. Once we accept the differences, once we accept this is my soulmate, so then everything could flow from there. Finally, the fourth point, and that is that Shalom Bayis is an avoda. It's not something that comes naturally. It's not automatic. It requires work and focus, and we can never take any relationship for granted. There's a website, focusonthefamily.com. The grass is greenest when you water it. Successful couples have learned to resist the grass is greener myth, i.e., someone else will make me happy. They have learned to put their energy into making themselves and their marriage better with constant watering. There's a great ha'ara that comes on the Gemara in Yevamos, which we know, the Gemara in Yevamos, which is the source, one of the sources of Shalom Bayis, turning over. Did I give you the Gemara? Yeah, 19. The Gemara tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Sarah that she was going to have a baby, what did Sarah do? I am so old, and my husband, forget it, he's 100 years old. And what did Hashem say when he told Abraham? Why did she laugh? And she said that she's so old. But he didn't say, and she said that you're so old. Abraham was 100 years old. How long have they been married? How many decades? Hashem was still worried about their shalom bayis. He was 100 years old. Enough, they've been married a while. Don't worry about it. No. Every stage and every age. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that this is a value, constant watering, constant focus. And the Torah realizes that it's a challenge. That's why the first year of marriage, we have the mitzvah of Shana Rishona. But it's not just that. Shana Rishona shouldn't stop after Shana Rishona. It should continue as long as possible. Rav Hirsch even has an amazing diuk by the pasuk that was mentioned earlier. The second time, the relationship... of love is mentioned. Not the second time exactly, but if you look in the pasuk in Chayisar, in source 21, Yitzhak Avinu brings Rivka into the tent of his mother. Brings her in, and he loved her. And Yitzhak is comforted. Ask of Hirsch, shouldn't it be first he loved her and then he brought her into the tent? The pasuk says the opposite. Vatihilo, he brought her into the tent. Vatihilo leisha, and then vayeha veha. Because it's not that love starts at marriage. I'm sorry, it's not that love ends at marriage. That, oh, we're in love. Okay, now it's all downhill. No, that's the seed. And the point is for it to grow afterwards, and to keep growing and to keep growing into the house, and then vayeha veha. Right? You speak to people that have been married 50, 60 years. And they say, oh, you've been married for 25 years, you think you know what love is. But that's what we have to realize. It's an avoda, it requires constant focus and tsumet lev, and ideas and things that we can think about to put into it. So again, this is something that Reb Meir learns from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is something that whatever stage and age we are up to, we have to realize a constant effort needs to be made. Number one, we have to realize that we were all one unit. We're two halves of one coin. And like the Marsha says, we were created as one. And therefore we have to realize that. We have to have the focus, us. We have to try to spend 5 minutes a day without the kids, without the phones, realizing we're one. Number two, we have to focus on giving. Any type of giving. Giving items, giving compliments, giving time. Giving forgiveness, whatever it is, giving breeds love. Number three, Ava She'ena Tluya Badava. It's not dependent on anything. We have to start it out with eyes open and heart closed, but at this stage, heart open and eyes closed. Realize this is our mate, they will always be different, and we accept that, and we go with it. And finally, realize it's an avoda that we cannot take for granted. It needs constant watering and constant focus. Just to end, with a Rambam. It's not on your sheet, but the Rambam tells us on the Mishnah, Aseh lecha, knei lecha chaver, that there are really three types of friends in the world. Three levels of relationships that one could have. Says the Rambam. Number one, he says, Hachaverim shlosha sugim. Chaver l'toelas. A chaver that gives toelas, profit. What does that mean? Toelas, it means like a business relationship. You help me, I help you, financially connected. That's the lowest level. Number two, chever hana'a, something deeper, a best friend. I enjoy your company, you enjoy my company, we confide in each other, you know, we share things, I feel good when I'm with you. That's the next level up, which is great. But then you have the highest level up, chever l'dvar na'ala, which means a relationship, we are bound not directly just to each other, but because we have common aspirations and shared dreams and common goals, and we both want to get somewhere, and with each other, we could build that dream and that goal. And a husband and a wife relationship has, yes, the lowest level. We benefit each other. You're doing shopping, I'm doing carpools, this and that. But we're also the best friends. But hopefully also the goal is to be the chaver l'dvar na'ala, to be zochet together, to build that bayis ne'eman, to build the house that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence could reside in. Ish ve'isha shrua, shkina shruya b'neihem. May we all be zochet to focus on this and all areas of our avodas Hashem. And Hashem's presence should be zochet. We should be zochet to have Hashem's presence in our houses, in our children's houses, and in all of the houses of Klal Yisrael.